Morning, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good. Must be pleasing to either be on your way to training or at training with a victory under your belt, and the recovery sessions are always a lot more fun and entertaining when that's happened.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to wake up the morning after a game with 3 points in the bag. So today's actually a day off for us, and back in tomorrow. So I'm sure the boys will be enjoying the day off a lot more than they have more recently.
Well, considering that, we do thank you so much for your time, Rob, and joining us on that. But obviously, the frustration within the squad because victories have been so hard to come by, particularly at home. Was there frustration or has the mood always been good?
The mood's been very, very good, to be honest. I've said it a number of times. I've been at other clubs that have been in, you know, this sort of similar situation. And, you know, there's a, you know, cracks starting to appear. But the good thing about this club and this group of players is we move on pretty quickly. Okay. And, you know, like you say, the results haven't gone our way, but we've been move on pretty quickly and focus on the next game. And just because we've got one win under our belt doesn't mean we'll be doing anything different. So we'll be in tomorrow. We'll do a little review video session, see what we can do better. And straight away, we'll move on to Brisbane and look for 3 points again.
Now, Tony Popovich would have been happy because in the past you've conceded goals after scoring and being ahead, but you managed to hold them out this time around and get the victory, which means the work you're doing on your defence is probably working and you're getting some results now.
Yeah, I think so. Like you said earlier in the season, it's the exact same sort of scenario. We were well on top against Newcastle. We were 2-0 up and we threw it away in the last 10 minutes. So I think you can see we didn't really give them a sniff yesterday in the second half. I think they only had one shot on target for the whole game. And very solid display from the whole team front to back. And like I said, you know, we're looking to climb that table now one spot at a time. And the win against Newcastle moved us up one spot. And, you know, that's our aim for the rest of the season. Just keep knocking off the next one in front of us. And there's no doubt everyone within our dressing room still thinks we're a serious title contender. And, you know, we've just got to put it together now, second half of the season.
The Campbelltown ground, how did you find it?
Yeah, it was very good. The grass and the pitch was fantastic. Atmosphere was great in front of a small crowd in a small stadium. And we're going to be playing our Asian Champions League games there starting next month. So good to get a win and a good feel for the ground. And all round a good day for Western Sydney community round.
Yeah, it certainly was. Now, you take on the Brisbane Roar. They're currently fourth. They're coming off the back of a win against Wellington 1-0. You play them on Saturday up at Suncourt Stadium in the evening. As you said, they're ahead of you. If you beat them, you move a little bit closer.
Yeah, that's right. It's an important game again. Last time we went up there, we played very well. And I think a trend in a lot of our games, even in the derby last week and yesterday, our second halves have been very strong. We've been able to run over teams and control the second half. And we did that last time we were up there and got a point. But, you know, we're going for all 3 points as we do every week. And, you know, if we play the way we did yesterday, we'll give ourselves a chance. And if we play better than we did yesterday, then, you know, we'll be very, very strong and hard to beat.
Okay. What's one of the keys? What's the great thing that came to fruition yesterday, apart from the victory, that you think we got that right? And if we can just build on that a little bit more, we're going to be sweet.
Obviously defensive display was great again. Following on from the clean sheet against the Derby, which was our first one, now to keep two in a row, really grows confidence amongst the group and a trust, you know, amongst each other that we're going to do the job. And it was great for the young boys yesterday, Lockie Scott and Josh Sotirio, two of our younger players, getting on the score sheet. Lockie getting his first A-League goal, and he's got a bright future, so I'm sure it's the first of many.
It was good to have Brenton Sandler back as well.
Yeah, he's a bundle of energy. He's sort of the heart and soul of our team. And the last 3 weeks we've missed him, and you know, he wasn't too happy around the training ground and around the club. But this week he had a smile on his face, and he was he was ready and raring to go. And you can see when he came on, he he didn't give them a moment's rest. And whether he's starting the match or whether he's off the bench, he always gives his all. And he's an aggressive type of player, and he scores a lot of goals for us too. So he's a very, very important part of our team, and hopefully he can keep finding the back of the net.
And Rob, you've played in Korea and Malaysia in recent years. What's the standard like of the A-League compared to those two leagues?
Compared to Malaysia, it's far, far better, and compared to South Korea, I think it's right up there. I think obviously in Asia, the J-League in Japan and China and Korea are recognised as the strong three leagues, but I think you can see in recent history in the Champions League, the Australian sides are always mixing it, really, really competitive. And when you consider the resources that they've got at their fingertips compared to what we have, I think we bat well above our average. And I dare say if we had those type of resources, then there's no reason why we wouldn't be far better than them. I think Australian players physically and mentally are much stronger than probably our Asian counterparts. And you know, with the right tactics and the right coaching going into those games, you know, on our day we're just as good as them, and we know that. And our aim's to win the Champions League, like Western Sydney did in 2014. So we're aiming for the top.
Absolutely, no reason why you can't do that. We thank you so much, mate, and congrats on that home victory.
Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy.
Robbie Cornthwaite there joining us. The Wanderers are going to be $2.75 up against Brisbane Roar, $2.90. The draw, $3.40. Now, that game will be on Saturday night, 7:50 at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, it certainly will. It'll be a big game. And the Wanderers, as you said, if they keep winning, they're going to slide themselves into that top six, and that's all they've got to do to make the semis.